Cornucopia Radio presents.
Hello, you're listening to the Cornucopia Radio podcast, an ever-changing collection of creative audio work, made for you by us here in the great city of Sheffield. Today, we're celebrating the start of spring, bringing with it the warmer days, the brighter skies, and the bountiful possibilities. So we have a collection of some brilliant classical spring poetry to read out for you, overlaid with some stunning music via a Creative Commons license. And the best way to listen to this podcast? Well, it's outside, walking amongst the start of the season. No matter where you are in the world, put on your headphones, discover nature, and let us help you start spring in the best possible way. Feel free to contact us and let us know where you found yourself listening to our podcast and what you experienced. Let's share the moments of spring between us all. Lastly, you can find out all the information about the poets and music used on our website, cornucopia-radio.co.uk. But for now, let's begin at the start.
Come, gentle spring, and show thy varied greens in woods and fields, and meadows, by clear brooks. Come, gentle spring, and bring thy sweetest scenes, where peace with solitude the loveliest looks, where the blue unclouded sky spreads the sweetest canopy, and study wiser grows without her books. Come hither, gentle May, and with thee bring flowers of all colours, and the wild briar rose. Come in wind-floating drapery, and bring fragrance and bloom that nature's love bestows. Meadow pinks and columbines, kexes white and eglantines, and music of the bee that seeks the rose. Come, gentle spring, and bring thy choicest looks, thy bosom graced with flowers, thy face with smiles. Come, gentle spring, and trace thy wandering brooks through meadow gates or footpath crooked stiles. Come in thy proud and best array, April dews and flowers of May, and singing birds that come where heaven smiles.
A light exists in spring not present on the year, at any other period, when March is scarcely here. A color stands abroad on solitary fields that science cannot overtake, but human nature feels. It waits upon the lawn, it shows the furthest tree upon the furthest slope you know. It almost speaks to me. Then, as horizons step or noons report away without the formula of sound, it passes and we stay. A quality of loss affecting our content as trade has suddenly encroached upon a sacrament.
When loud by landside streamlets gush, and clear in the greenwood choirs the thrush, with sun on the meadows and songs in the shadows, comes again to me the gift of the tongues of the lea, the gift of the tongues of meadows. Straightway my olden heart returns and dances with the dancing burns. It sings with the sparrows, to the rain and the grimy barrows sings my heart aloud. to the silver-bellied cloud, to the silver rainy arrows. It bears the song of the skylark down, and it hears the singing of the town, and youth on the highways, and lovers in byways follows and sees, and hearkens the song of the leaves, and sings the songs of the highways. So when the earth is alive with gods, and the lusty ploughman breaks the sod, and the grass sings in the meadows, and the flowers smile in the shadows, sits my heart at ease, hearing the song of the leaves, singing the songs of the meadows.
The sap is stirring yet, if wintry birds are dreaming of a mate, if frozen snowdrops feel as yet the sun and crocus fires are kindling one by one. Sing, robin, sing. I still am sore in doubt concerning spring. I wonder if the springtide of this year will bring another spring both lost and dear. If heart and spirit will find out if there's spring, or if the world alone will bud and sing. Sing hope to me. Sweet notes, my hope, soft notes for memory, the sap will surely quicken soon or late. The tardiest bird will twitter to a mate. So spring must dawn again with warmth and bloom. Or in this world, or in the world to come. Sing, voice of spring, till I too blossom and rejoice and sing.
One day in spring, a woman came in my lonely woods, in the lovely form of a beloved, came to give to my songs melodies, to give to my dreams sweetness. Suddenly a wild wave broke over my heart's shores and drowned all language. To my lips no name came. She stood beneath the tree, turned, glanced at my face made sad with pain, and with quick steps came and sat by me. Taking my hands in hers, she said, "You do not know me, nor I you. I wonder, how can this be?" I said, "We two shall build a bridge forever between two beings, each to the other unknown. This eager wonder is at the heart of things. The cry that is in my heart is also the cry of her heart. The thread with which she binds me binds her too. Her have I sought everywhere. Her have I worshipped within me. Hidden in that worship, she has sought me too. Crossing the wild ocean, she came to steal my heart. She forgot to return, having lost her own. Her own charms play traitor to her. She spreads her net, knowing not whether she will catch or be caught."
Gone were but the winter, come were but the spring. I would go to a covert where the birds sing, where in the white thorn singeth a thrush, and a robin sings in the holly bush. Full of fresh scents are the budding boughs, arching high over a cool green house. Full of sweet scents and whispering air, which saith softly, "We spread no snare. Here dwell in safety, here dwell alone. With a clear stream and a mossy stone. Here the sun shineth most shadily. Here is heard an echo of the far sea, though far off it be.
The smiling spring comes in rejoicing, and surly winter grimly flies. Now crystal clear are the falling waters, and bonner blue are the sunny skies. Fresh o'er the mountains breaks forth the morning, the evening gilds the ocean's swell. All creatures joy in the sun's returning, and I rejoice in my bonner bell. The flowery spring leads sunny summer, the yellow autumn presses near. Then in his turn comes gloomy winter, till smiling spring again appear. Thus seasons dancing, life advancing, old time and nature their changes tell. But never ranging, still unchanging, I adore my bonne belle.
There will come soft rains and the smell of the ground, and swallows circling in their shimmering sound, and frogs in the pool singing at night, and wild plum trees in tremulous white. Robins will wear their feathery fire, whistling their whims on a low fence wire, and not one will know of the war, not one will care at last when it is done. Not one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone.
This has been a Cornucopia Radio production. It was produced by Peter Beeston, and the performers were Christopher Bellamy and Jeannie McGuinness. We release all our work under a Creative Commons license. To find out the writers of the different classical pieces of poetry we selected and the music used, please visit our website at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.
Sleep well, my dear, in quiet and peace, with only the sound of the wind in the trees and the whisper of the fall of the tide. So sleep well, my darling, good night. Sleep well, my darling.